joining us on the show right now. We're quite happy to have them. Actors Ed Westwick and Louise Linton. They're here to talk about the new movie, Me, You, Madness, which is coming out from STX on the 12th of this month. Louise, let's start with you, because not only is the poster of this movie killer, you're behind everything in this. You wrote it, you directed it, you produced it. This really is your baby. So did you get, did you have time to breathe when you were making this film?
No, not really. I think I actually wore one too many hats. I was waking up in the morning and sort of doing my hair and makeup and heading out to the set with rollers in, and then working with my amazing crew on all of the lighting and the shots and the shot list for the day. I think I maybe bit off too much. I bit off more than I could chew, but I managed to get through it in the end.
Now I can hear from your voice, and the people that know you're from Edinburgh. So was your family Hearts or Hibs or somebody else?
We were Hearts fans.
I guess you have to when Melville Castle is part of Midlothian, right?
Yes, it is. We're solid Edinburgh folks, and we love the Hearts.
Great stuff. Ed Westwick is with us, and you know, Ed, I think about your time on White Gold. Great show. I wanted to ask you just real quick about working with Joe Thomas and James Buckley, because I'm such a big In-Betweeners fan. I actually took the tube to Ryslip one time just to look at their school. So what was it like to work with such a fantastic cast as you had there?
You know what, man? I learned so much on that. You know, I felt like that was a massive education in comedy for me. James and Joe are just genius. They don't even have to say anything and you crack up, you know. They're those kind of guys. Their timing is just 100% like natural talent, and for me that was something I had to work on, you know. I really had to kind of absorb what I could from those guys. So it was an absolute gift of a part. It was incredible. And you know, they took me in with open arms as well, because they'd obviously done the In-Betweeners, and Damon, who's the creator and director of both shows, you know, as I say, you know, they kind of had their shorthand, they had their experience, their comfort that they had from working together previously for so many years, and in comes this new guy, me, and you know, my character's essentially insulting them every 5 seconds. So they welcomed me with open arms, and it was a massive education, and hopefully we get to do some more.
You know, I know you're from Stevenage, and I spent a lot of time in Harpenden and in surrounding areas, and Hemel Hempstead and St. Albans and even in Hitchin. Growing up in Hearts, so it's a great little area, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it has its really good bits, and you know, it has its quite normal bits. You know, I mean, you know, you touched on some really quite beautiful places. St. Albans has a lot of history along with Hitchin, and you know, my town's has really gone from strength to strength, I think. And you know, it's I grew up there, I had a great childhood, and I get to go back and visit family and you know, friends and stuff. So there's no place like home for sure. That's amazing that you've been there, man.
Yeah, no, I love it. And Louise, for you, let's talk a little bit about Me, You, Madness, because the plot is, I'm already in the plot, because I've never, you know, so many things in Hollywood are just cookie cutter. I've never heard of a movie like this before.
I call it a farcical anti-plot. It crosses genres. It's mostly a comedy, but it's got little elements of obviously romantic comedy and occasional thriller elements, and it's got its stunts and action and dance sequences. It's a medley and a potpourri of movie fun.
And you know, it's I think about you know, going from, I was talking about strength to strength, as Ed was talking about, what was the bit that was easy for you? I mean, dare I say it was the acting? And what was the part that maybe was the most difficult that you needed help on when you were wearing all these hats, Louise?
I think I really relied heavily on my AD, my assistant director, and obviously my DP and my script supervisor, because, you know, there was a lot of costume changes in the film. And, you know, I was sort of, you know, we didn't have a lot of days to shoot this movie. So everything was a huge rush, you know. So I'd say, you know, the greatest challenge was being in these dresses and stiletto heels and rushing back and forth to Video Village to check the shots and check the lighting and make sure everything was looking the way I wanted it to.
Great stuff. A couple more questions for Ed Westwick and Louise Linton, the new movie Me, You, Madness, opening on the 12th. Ed, I know a lot of people will see you on the street, especially girls, and say, oh my gosh, it's Chuck Bass. I have a friend who went to Manhattan just to go on the Gossip Girl tour. Is that the kind of thing where you say, I really appreciate you remembering that character? Or is it the kind of thing like, you know what, I'm getting sick of all this Chuck Bass stuff?
No, not at all for me. You know, it was recently Gossip Girl Day. My girlfriend made me aware of that. And I mean, that's such an incredible thing, right? I was on something where the city of New York actually have a day for it that they celebrate. I mean, growing up, you know, you spoke about a little bit about where I'm from. I would never have dreamed that. I mean, it was maybe one of my dreams, but not exactly. Couldn't have seen it happening like that, but I would be part of something that, you know, has so many people have enjoyed. So, no, I'm never sick of it. You know, I get to speak to fans, whether it's in person or, you know, on some of these meet and greet events that I do and everything like that. And I get met with such warmth and we chat about the show. And, you know, I mean, still now to this day, I'm processing it. You know, I had 5.5 years in New York City making that. I was 19 and 25 when I left. And it was just breathtaking. And you know what, man, it was a heck of a character. And I miss him. I miss him, definitely.
I know you support Chelsea, and I was actually at the Bridge when Frank Lampard made his debut after he came over from West Ham, and I'm actually a Tottenham fan. You guys beat Tottenham 3-0 that day. It was Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank had a couple, and then Lamps had one late, but he just got the sack, and both of our teams are getting ready to play each other here in about an hour. What do you think about Abramovich and the short fuse, and that Lampard, some people say he never really got a chance as the gaffer there?
I think he did get quite a chance, you know. I think that's the reality, you know. I think he did get quite a chance. I mean, it wasn't just a few games, you know. And he went on a good run early on, just before Christmas. I think we went to second. And then, you know, it obviously just kind of went the other way. And, I mean, I can't imagine it would have been a dressing room situation with Frank, you know. I mean, he's such a legend at the club. So it really is just the luck of the draw, I think. You know, it just didn't work out. And that is just the reality of Premier League top level football. You know, it just sometimes doesn't go your way. I mean, look at Mourinho, you know, I mean, with United, all right, there were different factors involved there. But, you know, but Frank's at the start of his career, you know. What I think is amazing is you've got a crop of younger managers coming through. I mean, look at what Ole Gunnar's doing with United now. I mean, that took a little bit of kind of teasing as well, but I mean, they're in great shape right now. So, look, Frank will be back. You know, maybe he just needs a few years elsewhere before he can come back and do the job at Chelsea. But as a Chelsea fan, I'd love to see that for sure.
Very interesting. Last question for you guys. Louise, you know, normally this would be a big to-do, but in these pandemic times, the movie will release digitally. How can people get a hold of Me, You, Madness?
You can go to meyoumadness.com, and it lists all of the on-demand places that you can download it. It'll be on Roku and Amazon and iTunes and Fandango and a couple others. But if you go to meyoumadness.com, that's where you can see both the trailer and see where to download it.
Well, it's a great plot. It's a great cast. We're looking forward to it. Me, You, Madness, opening on the 12th of February from STX Films. We've been speaking with stars Ed Westwick and the woman behind the whole deal, wrote it, directed it, produced it, Louise Linton. Congratulations, you two, on the film, and thanks for dropping by on the show today.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Blast.